The Home Show with Tom Tynan podcast is made possible thanks to our partners like Ideal Roofing, installing quality material and quality workmanship.
I'm a hard working man, working man, working man, working man.
Good morning, Houston. It's time for the sport of home improvement.
I can ride rope, a hammer and paint, do things with my hands that most men can't. I'm a hard working man.
Welcome back to Home Show Radio. Save money, save time with Houston's home improvement leader for 31 years. Here's Tom Tynan.
31 and a half. I know. They just can't keep up with me, I'm telling you. I'm just moving along like an old train. I think I can. I think I can. I think I can. 713-572-4610. Danny's gone and I'm here. Actually, Danny's not really gone. He's had enough of the show. He's going to do some other stuff, I guess. Play with plants. Talk to the squirrels. Plant. Maybe get a pansy. Yeah, well, Will likes pansies. You work at a nursery, don't you, Will?
Yes.
Yes, he does. See? So which one you work at? Enchanted?
Enchanted Forest.
Enchanted Forest. So Will's here, my producer. I'm in the studio today. And Will works over at one of our companies. Apparently they felt sorry for him and hired him. And he gets yelled at a lot because they say, Will, on the microphone, and he doesn't know they're talking to him. I'm not really sure how that works. Have you thought about changing your name, son? We'll call you Bud. All right, yeah. Where'd Bud come from? Remember that movie? Uh-huh, The Urban Cowboy. 713-572-4610 is the number to call. And I'll be with you today until 12, which is noon. High noon with Gregory Peck. Good movie. I know. 12 o'clock high. All right, 713-572-4610, and we will talk today. What else? Not much, except I know. I see what's going on.
Can you see it?
No, I can't read that. My eyes are so bad. I have to schedule my cataract surgery. I'm sorry. But at least you can point at it, and I see it's green. Okay? It's green, you're on the air. No, it didn't work, did it? All right. 713-572. Oh, it's another Will. Oh, that's very nice. All right, we're going to get to the calls. Again, I'll be with you today until noon, and it's my pleasure to be here with you. Always is. And it's a lot of fun. Will's a wonderful, fine young man who really has no direction in life at all. I feel sorry for his parents. All right, let's talk to William. William, you're on Home Show Radio.
Good morning there, fellow traveling man.
How yes, sir. Nice to hear from you.
Yes, sir. My project this spring is to added some concrete to the back patio, and now I've got this, you know, completely discolored concrete. Hmm. And between two different portions of the patio. Can you give me some recommendations? I'll hang up now, but just give me some recommendations on what kind of coatings will last. Because, I mean, I'm just looking for just one flat coating with maybe some non-skid type something in there. Nothing like, you know, roll-on marble or whatever, you know, paint-on marble or whatever you know that might be out there today. You know, just something simple just to get it all the same color, but last.
Okay. You
know? So that's my question of the day right there, buddy.
All right, brother.
All right. Have a good day, sir.
You too. A good traveling man. And it's simple. It's deck paint. You can add a texture to it if you want to. I don't know. It's the paint will mimic the texture of the concrete. So if it's a gritty concrete, you really don't need to. I don't like to add a lot of grit to paint when you're walking on it. And the reason is you can't sweep it. You can blow it off with a weed blower, or a leaf blower, I should say. But besides that, sweeping it gets really difficult. And that's the only thing that goes down. But it's going to last so long. It's not an epoxy because you don't want to do epoxy on the outside. You don't want the sun to hit it because sun hits epoxy, it just peels it off. It's a mess. Epoxy paints are great inside but not outside. So just a deck paint, whatever you want. Go down to Sherwin-Williams, Benjamin Moore, Pittsburgh. Tell them you want a deck paint for your concrete, and they will set you all up. And if you want to put some grit in there, you can. I don't think I would unless you really, really think it is just too slick for you. All right, 713-572-4610. And to all you traveling guys out there, traveling men, I want to say hello, brother. We're all in the. We're all traveling to the same way. You go from what the dark to the light, from the sunset to the sunrise. Just remember that. Absolute Comfort Air is coming to my house on Wednesday. I know. I called them. They're really good about keeping up with their clients. But they're coming to my house on Wednesday. I have three systems that are going to get checked out. Everything from static air pressure to filter change to refrigerant levels okay, and you know, all that good stuff. But everybody needs to do it right now. I know that you say, and a lot of people say this, why would I get it checked? They're just going to sell me something. They're just going to do this. Well, some companies will. You're right. Especially the ones that do it for free. Oh, we'll come out to you free. We don't charge. And you think, oh, that's the way to go. That's when you're a moron. Don't be a moron. Be a smart consumer. And know you have to pay a trip charge. Whether it's $49, $39, or $59. Somebody's got to come out to your house. They have to get paid. But they will do a, I'm not sure, I didn't even ask them this year. Usually they're running different, we talked about it. So you can call them and ask them, what's a checkup cost? I don't know if they're doing $49 or $59 bucks or what they're doing, but I just called them anyway because I trust them. And that's the most important thing. I didn't say, how much is it? I have three systems. And yes, I do pay, by the way. In fact, I have to put a check in the mail Monday for Rudy's Quality Painting. I don't do anything for free, and I don't expect anybody to do anything for me for free. And I'll take that to the bank, and if anybody tells me that I'm not telling you the truth, well, you know what? They're not going to like my answer and my response. Absolute Comfort Air, 281-550-5640. When it comes to air conditioning, summertime, it is now spring, this is when you get your checkup. I do it. You should do it too. And we will continue on with Home Show Radio. We're just starting off. I'll be with you till noon today, tomorrow, 8 to 11. So what I do every weekend, and I like it. It's a good way for me to feed my family and help other people. So just the way it is, and I like it. Let's talk to Toby. Toby, you're on Home Show Radio.
I had a checkup done on both of my units. Have a two-story house, and unfortunately, the upstairs unit is pulling double the amps of the downstairs unit, and the guy that I called out suggested that I replace the capacitors inside the condensing units. So I went and purchased the two capacitors. And before I start the job, I was wondering if you had any advice. Do I need to shut down the power to the whole house, or just replace each wire one at a time? It's a safety issue, but for, $12 parts, I wasn't going to pay somebody $500 to do it for me. So I'm a do-it-yourself guy, and I just wanted to see if you had any advice or procedures that I need to
It's going to be easy.
Be aware of.
But first off, if you don't know what you're doing and you start playing with capacitors hold a charge, you'll fry yourself.
I understand that.
You'll fry yourself. So, well, not you. I'm going to tell you how to do it. You're going to do it fine. But I want everybody listening out there that you think you can do everything, and then all of a sudden you're laying dead next to your condensing unit because you don't want to spend, $200 or $300 bucks for a guy to do it. Please, if you don't have the capacity to do that, please. Now, next to your units, you have a cutoff.
Right.
You should have a breaker. Usually they either pull out or they switch down. Most of them today, you have to have within 6 feet of a condensing unit a power cutoff. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Cut the power, please. Then pull your wires and put your new ones in. Make sure you take the power down and take it off. Just open the circuit so you're not going to get fried. And then it's easy enough. You see what it is. You just plug those little things on the top and it's fine. But you'll be amazed how people get so cheap and they don't know what they're doing. And all of a sudden they think, oh, this is just a $12 part. It has nothing to do with the part. It has something to do with not getting killed. But you're going to be fine. But take the power down, not to the whole house, just to the unit.
That sounds simple enough.
Yeah, on your wall on your house, you should see a gray box where the lid opens up, and you probably have to pull the thing out, or you just shut it off. But please pull the power to it. Okay.
You're talking about
Toby.
A circuit breaker.
It's not like a circuit breaker on a panel. It's a it's probably a 30 amp. I would think it's about a 30 amp
fuse.
Kind of a fuse. Fuses are different. They're these big plastic things you pull right out of the box that says, you know, it's a power cutoff switch. It's not really a switch, but it's a power cutoff. I'm not sure what to call it because they're so weird. I don't even like them. I like the old ones where you pulled the handle down and said off and on, but they don't put those on homes anymore.
Good deal. Well, have a good day.
Yeah, you just pull the thing out and turn it over. It says off, on. It's the same thing. I don't care for them. I like the ones with a handle. But be careful. And try to save a couple dollars. Somebody says you need a capacitor and they have them in their truck. Just put it in. Come on, guys. All right, 713-572-4610. I don't know how many capacitors I've had to have replaced on my units. And they go bad, especially today, because they're not made in the United States. A lot of them aren't. There's a few brands that are, and they're not made very well. This is the way it is. Aquatex can take good care of your water, and you don't have to take your water for granted. Like, you think, oh, the water comes through the pipes. It's delicious. All right, fine. Do you know what's in the water? I mean, you can get all the way. Flint, Michigan, y'all know about that. They still have lead in the water there. I just throw that at you. My son was sent up there. He's a corrosion inspector, and he was sent up there to test the pipes. This was, I want to say, 2 years ago. And he said, Dad, it's a mess. And we tested a bunch of pipes up in different parts of Michigan, and most of them were okay, but these certain ones were not. It's still the same today. Why would you drink that? Why would you even bathe in it? I mean, what is going on? So you want to be able to take control of the water at your house. And you can do that by calling the experts, Aquatex. You cannot trust what political parties, political systems, I don't know, municipalities, whatever. You can't trust what they give you. Most of them do the best job they can, and we still have at least the safest water probably in the world here. In fact, I can tell you this. My wife right now is in China. They have bottled water. You have to boil the bottled water. It's that bad before you drink it. I don't know how she's going to survive. She's already been sick twice. So, in fact, I don't think she's ever coming home. I think they're going to probably put her in a gulag and she'll have to, you know, I don't know, work and harvest food or something. I have no idea what's going to happen to her. Anyway, the people at Aquatex here in Houston will make sure you have good quality drinking water, bathing water, water period. Give them a call at 281-331-7777. Take care of your family. Protect your family. You know, do the right thing. Call Aquatex. 713-572-4610. Call me and we'll talk today. Let's see here. Let's talk to Jason. Jason, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, Tom, I got two questions for you this morning. The first question... I bought a house out in Oak Forest that I'm going to put up as a rental property. And this house was built in 1960, so I'm having to do a lot of updates. It's got galvanized plumbing in the house right now. And my plumber, who I've had a pretty good relationship with over the years, is trying to talk me into putting a PEX system in. I've already got to change all the fixtures, doing a new walk-in shower, and he's trying to tell me that there is like a rust buildup in the galvanized plumbing, and he wants me to go to a PEX system. I'm trying to stay within a budget. Is that, if I'm changing all the valves, plumbing fixtures, and so forth, is that the rust from the galvanized pipes, is that going to wear down the new valves that I do put in quicker, or should I just...
No,
are you
ripping out all the walls and everything? Are you gutting this house?
I had to do. It had that old wood lap siding on, so I put some Hardy on there.
I know,
so
but it's all, is it already done?
I am taking down the walls in the shower and in both bathrooms. Yes, sir.
But not throughout the house.
Not throughout the house, no. Well, I did have to rewire, so I do have a lot of holes already in the walls, but I'm just patching. Yes, sir. So I'm
Here's the way I'm going to answer this as far as your plumbing. Is it going to make those fixtures wear out any sooner than it would if you had new pipes? Probably not, because the water today is what really tears everything up. The water's so aggressive. It's not the rust in the pipes. Is there a lot of rust in the pipes and stuff? Yeah. If I had the house all torn up like you have now, I probably would go ahead and put the PEX in. It shouldn't be that difficult to do, and it's not going to increase your cost right now because you've already got all the holes and everything. You got to do all the patching. You got to do a full paint job, texturing, everything in the house. So is it a one-story house?
It is a one-story house, yes, sir.
Yeah, so a lot of it's going to be done in the attic. So, I think if it was mine, I probably would replumb it while it's all open because it'll just...
Would you recommend the PEX or just putting in CPVC?
Oh, no, I'd use PEX. On a primary home, I would not use CPVC, especially with the work you're doing. I'd use a PEX. And quite frankly, the PEX should not be more... I mean, the product's a little more expensive for obvious reasons. It's a better pipe, but you have a lot less connections. You don't have those glue joints all through the walls that can cause you problems. It's just a better quality pipe. So I probably would go ahead and do that. Now, if you didn't tear the house up and you were just going to leave it alone, then you have a different system where you could sandblast the pipes, line it with an epoxy, and keep the old pipes. But because your house is all torn up, I think it'll be cheaper to go ahead and just repipe it. And I know those homes over there are fairly small. They're not big, huge homes. So
no, they're not. The two bathrooms are only 5x5 bathrooms. So.
Right. It's not a 5,000 square foot home in that part of town. It's a great part of town, by the way. But anyway, I'd probably repipe it since it's all open. Yes, and you're doing a full remodel. I would.
Okay. I appreciate that. My next question is I'm also going to be building a carport in the front. And what would you recommend, 4x4 treated post or just go with a 4x4 steel post?
First off, a 4x4 piece of wood is a really lousy piece of wood. So I wouldn't use that at all for anything. Now, I would use 2x6s and 2x4s and build a nice post out of like an H shape and then wrap it with Hardy so it looks really good. So it has some bulk to it.
But I was thinking about actually wrapping it with like a cedar.
That's fine,
nice
too. The cedar would be fine. The Hardy trim would be fine, however you want to do it. But if you use a solid piece of 4x4, that thing starts to twist and turn and do all kinds of weird stuff. So break it down into smaller members that are more stable and then go ahead and wrap it and give it some bulk. A 4x4 is so tiny, you build a carport out of it, it's just going to look silly because it's such a tiny piece of lumber. So I just wouldn't use a solid piece.
Even if I did put the 4x4, I was still going to wrap it with either a yellow pine and stainless cedar.
And that's fine, but what will happen is that 4x4 will start to twist and turn in there, and then the whole thing's going to start looking really bad. So you want something that holds its shape better. And so what you usually do is you can take 2x4s and three of them and create a shape of an H. And then go ahead and wrap that. And that way it stays real stable. It doesn't move around and start to create all the trim on the outside, starts to crack at the seams and do all kinds of weird things. So that's how I would do it if you're going to use wood. If you want to use steel, then you still got to wrap it and it gets a little more difficult. So if you want to wrap it and make it look like wood, I would go ahead and just use pressure treated, but I would use it in two by members and not a solid 4x4 or a solid 6x6. I would avoid that.
And then when I'm securing that to the concrete driveway, do I just secure that with a Simpson strong tie?
I would use a cleat, some kind of metal cleat. They make all kinds of different ones, but I'd use one that sits it up off the ground a little bit. So it's like a big box cleat that bolts down into the concrete, and then you put the post on it, and then it wraps up around the sides, and you nail it to it.
Well, that's not going to crack the concrete when I bolt it in, will it?
No, you're going to drill a hole, and you're going to – it's like a redhead that goes down in there and then just expands, expanding sleeve. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect, Tom. I appreciate your show. I call almost every Saturday, so keep the good work going.
Well, we're always looking for calls, so if you want to call every Saturday, that means you're a very busy person. And we like that. 713-572-4610, and we want to hear from you. And we have a lot of open lines. And today in radio, you get – you get more instant satisfaction than in the old days. Some people, when I was in radio before the internet, we didn't have any internet. There was no cell phone. There was no internet. We didn't even have 713 or 281.
There's
We just had regular phone numbers. Okay, yes. Then people would hang on 45, 50 minutes just to get a call in. And they would send me self-addressed stamped envelopes. But today, not so much, because we want things quick. Tom can't answer it. I'm going to Google it. Google it. That's like the worst thing you can do, by the way. Anyway, but it's all there for you. All right, Clean and Green Solutions is who you really want to get into now. Or you want to call. Because it is that time of year where your house needs to be cleaned. You change your sheets, I hope. Will, do you change your sheets regularly?
No,
my mother does. Okay. You can do what my kids did. They just vacuumed them and left them on there. Okay. Not in my house, by the way. You change your underwear. Will, do you change your underwear regularly? Yes, okay. You change your shirt. You change your everything. You clean. You don't want to walk around like a, you know, pig pen in Charlie Brown. You clean your house, too. And that means you get the best to do it. And I'm going to make this phone call probably tomorrow or the next day. And it's going to be Clean and Green Solutions because it's spring cleaning time. And they have the soft wash, the hard wash. I don't know if they have, or the no wash. That means it's so clean you don't have to wash it, but I don't think they're going to do that. Anyway, they can make everything sparkling clean because they're that good at what they do. And I've seen them do things like get graffiti off of brick, which is, to me, impossible. Getting stains off roofs, which is impossible. They do it all. They are a certified home show pro of clean. Let me tell you, Tom Tynan likes clean. I'm a clean guy. I mean, I'm a soldier. I want everything clean. I'm staying at a hotel this weekend. I want to see if I can get my uniform clean tonight. Because you don't want to walk around in a dirty uniform. You want to walk clean. That's just the way it is. My OCP needs a little TLC. And we'll deal with that later. But Clean and Green Solutions, they're not going to clean your uniform. But they will clean your house. They'll clean your concrete. They'll clean your everything around your home. What do you have? You have walls, floors, a window. Well, they don't really wash windows, although I guess they might. You have to ask them. I don't know. Anyway, just give them a call. Spring cleaning time is now, and they get rid of all the mold, mildew, and schmutz around your home. That's Clean and Green Solutions. Just go to homeshowradio.com where all these people are, and they will help you get your home clean. 713-572-4610. Oh, ah, all right, 713-572-4610. Call me, we'll talk. Let's talk to Tad. Tad, you're on Home Show Radio.
Good morning. I bought a house in Rosenberg, and the patio is a basic square, and it's holding water, and there's dirt all around the outside of it that's pretty much concealing the water. There's no back gutter system right where the water is being held. So I was just wondering a couple of options of what I can do.
I guess you can put gutters in.
You think that'll solve, or that's a good start, you think?
I don't know. Is it because you have no gutters, or is it because of something else?
Well, the patio, like I said, the dirt around the patio is pretty much holding the water in, I feel, but I don't know.
Okay.
Well,
no, then it won't, because rain falls from the sky. Obviously, I mean, you do get some extra water, I'm sure, off the roof. But if it can't drain off of the concrete, which it should be able to drain easily, then you can do a couple of things. You can raise the concrete on one section and have it drain away from the house. You can pull the dirt down and let it get back, you know, go into the yard. So you've got to handle whatever the problem is.
Yes, sir.
So,
all right. I was kind of just getting a couple of opinions from you, but thank you.
Yes, sir. No problem.
You have a good day.
You bet. Think when any time it comes to water, you know, and you've got to think like water. I know that sounds really weird. I'm sorry. Even when I said it, it sounded weird. But you really have to think. If you were water and you were put on something, where would you go? Water moves. Think about all the water in the world. All the water in the world has always been the same. When Jesus walked the face of the earth, there was the same water as is here today. Was it cleaner? Maybe. I don't know. But people have been polluting water forever. But water goes from clouds to rain, back down to the earth, clouds to rain, back down to the earth. So you have vapor, you have liquid, you have solid if you freeze it, but it's still water. It doesn't, you can't use it up. I'm going to drink all the water up. Well, guess what? You're still going to generate water out of your body. So you've got to think like water, and that means you have to move it. When you get into drainage systems around a home, you can do it through drains. You can do it through just a slope of something. We have one certified home show pro, which is Concrete Raising Corporation. They could raise one little corner of the concrete slab. I did that on a piece of concrete at my mother's house just so it would drain away. It doesn't take much. It takes very little, but just a little bit of slope, and the water will drain on its own. It has a life to itself. So always think that way, and when you think that way, it's a lot easier. People tend to want to build a house and make it a boat. If you turn it over, I'll guarantee you it will not float. Well, it might for about 30 minutes, and then it's going to go down quick. Anyway, it will not float. It is not a boat. All right, Due West Foundation Repair can help you get your foundation back to where it needs to be. They do a lot of different things, but let's just start about foundation repair right now. If your foundation is moving, you're getting cracks in the sheetrock, cracks in the brick, it's just moving around too much, they can stabilize the foundation. If it doesn't move, everything else will be fine. Now, during, you know, Hurricane Harvey, you wanted to raise your house up because it was too low and you got flooded. 6 inches or 6 feet, it doesn't matter. They can take your house up into the air if you need to. How about this? You have roots from trees, maybe a root barrier, or maybe because of the erratic cycles we have in temperature, you need a watering system. Or all of the above, whatever the case may be, they will fix the foundation, but they always also come up with a fix for what caused the foundation to go bad. Due West, the original certified home show pro of home show radio since 1988, the Dutton family. They're a sharp group of people I have a lot of respect for. 713-473-7156. When you want the best, call Due West.
Got a question? Ask Tom on Home Show Radio.
Hi, Tom. I have an air conditioning question.
Hey, Tom. Got a challenge. I got an electrical problem in my house.
Home Show Radio.
You're freaking out on me. Stop it doing that, Will. Oh, you got a little cross on your necklace. You look like the My Pillow guy. All right. 713-572-4610. He always wears one, too.
He has a mustache.
I actually sleep with his pillows, not with him.
I have a pillow.
Do you have a My Pillow? All right. You got one, too. Good deal. Well, it doesn't come with a cross. That's something else. 713-572-4610. Looking good. Feeling good. I knew you would. All right, you haven't seen that commercial, have you? All right. Ah, goodness. Let's talk to Paul. Paul, you're on Home Show Radio.
Yeah, hi, Tom. My question is, I have a house that's built on stilts, you know, it's up on posts, and they're about 10 feet off the house is about 10 feet off the ground. Is there a kind of a rule of thumb for how deep those posts would have to go into the ground if I were to replace those?
Is it on the on Galveston, on the island?
It's not on the island. It is on the mainland. And it's okay. Galveston County, but it is...
Okay, good enough. Galveston County gives me what I need to know. Yeah, for every foot up, you have to go about a foot and a half down.
Okay. And the creosote is something that's not used anymore because of environmental issues, correct?
Yeah, and there wasn't a great product to begin with. You're going to use a 0.6 pressure treated. They actually still make those for the stilts. For the 10x10s or 12x12s, you probably have a 10x10 post.
They seem to be, if I remember right, they were 8x8.
Okay, well, you can still get those too, and they'll be 0.6 pressure treated, but you have to special order them from lumber yards. They'll have to special order it for you, and at length.
Okay, and now being a foot and a half in the ground for every foot that is above ground, is that more of like a pile driving type of service that I would be looking for?
It depends what kind of soil you're on. If you're on the sandy soil, if it's just sand, They actually water inject and just push that thing right down into the sand.
And then it's encased in a concrete or something?
No, it's just once the sand dries, it just sucks around it and it's there. That's how all those stilt homes are built. They just either pile drive them on a new home, but you can't do that on an existing home. You have to get in there and water inject and loosen the soil and push the pilings down in there, get them up in place, shore them up for 24 hours, let the soil dry, and then it sucks around that piling and it doesn't go anywhere.
See, does it help to use like a copper coat on those posts, or is it?
If it's a 0.6 pressure treated, you don't have to worry about anything. It'll be there till the end of time.
Gotcha. Okay, well, thank you very much.
713-572-4610. We will talk today. Looking at the clock. The clock's way over there.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Advanced Home Exteriors. Bill Jacks does a great job when it comes to installing Hardy siding. Hardy siding is definitely the siding of choice. Hardy siding is something, I don't know, I like. Never, ever, ever have to replace it. I like that. I like to do one thing, do it well, and not have to do it again. I don't know. I think that's a line from MASH back in the old days. Anyway, you don't know what MASH is, do you? Oh, you do? Okay. Anyway, I'm here with the youngster, so I'm always asking him, do you have any idea what I'm talking about? Usually he says no. All right. Anyway, it is a really good product. And so you want to put it on your home. There's no doubt about it. But who puts it on and how's it going to look? You can put something on that's really good, the best of the best, the best product you can get your hands on, and put it on wrong. And it looks stupid. I don't like to use the word stupid, but it looks stupid. If you put it on right, it looks fantastic. And that's what Advanced Home Exteriors is all about, the elite preferred installer. Give them a call, 281-407-0850, and let them reside your home. Then you won't have to do it again. Of course, you're going to have to pressure wash. You get Clean and Green Solutions to pressure wash it once in a while, or soft wash for that matter. And maybe Rudy's Quality Painting will have to put a paint job on in 20 years. Rudy will be around. He's a fine young man. Talked to him just the other day. I got to put a check in the mail on Monday for him because he did such a great job on my front door. But then, you know, Advanced Home Exteriors, well, they're the ones that started the whole process by doing it the right the first time and doing it right. 281-407-0850. Go with the elite preferred installer. Go with Advanced Home Exteriors. Call Bill Jacks and let him take care of you. 713-572-4610. We will talk. Let's talk to Mike. Mike, you're on Home Show Radio.
Morning, Tom. I wondered if you knew a supplier of wooden roof shingles.
Wooden roof shingles. You mean like cedar?
Well, yeah, that'd probably, I think that's what they're usually made of. I've called around, done the internet search here around Houston. Nobody's got them. But
that's right. You know why?
No.
Because you won't have homeowner's insurance. Won't cover it.
Yeah, no, it's not for a home. It's for a shop at a Renaissance festival up in Waxahachie.
Yeah, so you're going to, it wood shakes. But the reason nobody carries them is because you can't sell them. So I can't tell, you know, okay, let's talk about cedar. How about Lucas, Redwood, and cedar? Try them up in Conroe. See if they still carry the old cedar shakes. I know what you're looking for. You're looking for like a stage set, something that looks really good. It's just the reason people don't carry them is because nobody buys them.
Yeah, that's a good reason not to carry them. Sure.
Well, if you're in a business, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, try Lucas, Redwood, and Cedar in Conroe and see if they still carry the Cedar Shakes.
Okay, I'll give them a call. Thank you.
You bet. 713-572-4610. Let's talk to Donald. Donald, you're on Home Show Radio.
Thank you. I have a question. I've had a toilet that had a water leak for 3 to 6 months.
Really?
I didn't know it. It was leaking underneath the tile from the wax ring.
Okay.
And I've got my base plate is saturated.
Mm-hmm.
And I've used a dehumidifier, a fan, a hair dryer, a little bit, everything I can think of. And I'm having a hard time getting the moisture level down below 16%, 17%, 18%. I tried to cut. I don't think I can cut the base plate out because it's got that board between the studs and the brick, and I think that would be a big mess. Any ideas or suggestions on
just the base plate or the?
Well, the studs are also wet, but they're not as. You know, they're
okay.
Not.
And the base plate is rotted or just wet?
No, it's treated, so
okay.
There is some rot on it at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, it's pretty pretty good. I took a piece out of the mm-hmm. interior wall and I cut that out and replaced that. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to mess with the exterior wall.
Well, then just leave it be and put it back together. It'll dry out. It'll be fine.
Well, don't have to worry about the mold coming back?
Well, mold is not the issue. If it's mold, you spray it with some Consan, and then once it dries, you paint it with some pigmented shellac, and you'll be fine. So I'm not worried about the mold. I just don't know what else to tell you except it's got to dry out. Drying out is drying out, whether it's fans or whatever, but that's what everybody uses. If you get a company to come in and do water restoration projects, they're going to dehumidify and fan everything until you get it down. You say you're down 15-16%. That's not that bad. In fact, after Hurricane Harvey, our moisture meters were reading 15% or less. We were good to go. So, because it's Houston. And you love to have 7, but right now with the weather we've had, you're not going to get it. But if you're 14, 15, 16%, you're okay. Just put it all back together and forget about it.
What about 17 or 18? Just have to.
Yeah, because we've had so much rain that I bet you if you went around and tested all kinds of stuff around your home, it's going to be 2, 3, 4% percentage points higher just because of all the humidity we've had. In fact, mm-hmm. we're going to start getting hit tomorrow with more rain or this evening. I'm not sure quite when this is all going to happen, but. It's just been nasty since Hurricane Harvey, and no, nobody's getting 7, 8, 9, 10% anymore right now. You're just not getting it. So 15 is kind of the point where everybody says, let's go with it. So if you're close to that, you're all right.
Well, I can get it down, but after I turn the dehumidifier and the fan off, then it pops right back up.
Yeah, because then the rain comes, and boom, we got nasty weather again. And
what's the pigmented shellac do?
Pigmented shellac will cover the wood. It will not be able to breathe anymore, and so the mold that's in the wood has to die. And that's used for restoration in mold restoration and in fire restoration. It covers everything, so not only cannot take more moisture in, but whatever moisture's in there, even though it stays in a little bit, there's no oxygen that can get to the wood, so the wood can't grow mold, because mold is a living substance that eats off the cellulose and has to have oxygen, so you kill the mold. So it's what we deal with mold restoration. And I don't know how many TV shows I did after Hurricane Harvey with the news about pigmented shellac. They must have sold a ton of that stuff.
One other question. I want to put the glue or what's the stuff, construction adhesive, down on the concrete and the seal plate.
Okay.
Is that, am I causing any problems where the water can't come out? Or
nope.
I'm trying to.
Construction adhesive is fine. You're fine.
Okay.
In fact, construction adhesive is it can be used where you have wet areas. Once it sets really well. So not liquid nails, but real construction adhesive.
Oh, really? I was going to use liquid nails.
Liquid nails is a panel adhesive. It's a little different than construction adhesive, although, we're splitting hairs a little bit. But you can go buy construction adhesive, and it's going to be a better product for you. It's not a panel glue.
Okay, I'm not stopping any moisture from seeping out or anything like that. I'm not causing any problems.
No.
I use it, am I?
No. I'm going to just tell you, go ahead and put it back together. As long as it's not getting wet from water right now, forget about the weather patterns we've had. Put it back together and just let it go. If you're down around 15%, you're fine.
Okay. All right, I think about 3 months with a hole in the wall is probably long enough.
Yeah, I would say put it back together. Screw it. Put it back together, as my father would say.
All righty, thank you.
Yes, sir. 713-572-4. 610. Let's talk to Barbara. Barbara, you're on Home Show Radio.
Great. Good morning, Tom.
Yes, ma'am.
I want to ask you a question. You mentioned, Clean and Green Solutions. And do you have a number for them?
I do. And it's Clean and Green Solutions. And the phone number... Hold on. He better put it back here or I'm going to get all over. Yeah, here it is. I got it. No problem. Uh-huh. Chad puts my book together for me every week. 281.
Okay.
883.
Uh-huh.
8470.
All right.
And I had to squint really hard because I don't have my reading glasses. I'm sorry. That's why I was a little slow.
I'm looking for mine.
I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. I have 281-883-8470.
Hold on. Let me make sure. 84. Yes. 70.
Oh, very good, because there's some great things they're doing, and this is the first time I've heard of them, and I'd like to get somebody to do old things around the house. It's hard to get.
Oh, yeah. No, I got to call them, too.
It really
it's
is.
Cleaning
like, you know,
time.
Screen, especially a screen.
Yes, ma'am. Clean. They're the cleaners.
That's what I need.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. And there's tiles in the front of the house.
A tile?
Well, I guess they'll clean the house. If they clean the walls, they'll clean the house, huh?
Well, outside. They don't do inside. Outside.
No, this is outside.
Yes, ma'am.
Very good. That's what I want. Thanks a lot, Tom.
Okay. No problem.
Bye.
713-572-4610. Is that Chad running around?
Yeah.
Chad. Yeah, he's leaving already. Yeah, it's a weekend. He's tired. He's had enough. I want my equipment back. All right, 713-572-4610. They use all my equipment for those remotes. You know that, Will, right? It came out of my pocket. Yeah, but if they break my equipment, who's going to pay for it? Will, you are? No, Chad. Chad, yeah, Chad's going to pay for it. Yeah, like that'll be the day. Chad, Will just said you're going to pay for everything. All right. Well, it's not going to work. Rudy's Quality Painting. Rudy's a great guy. I texted him the other day and said, Rudy, I got to get you a check, man. They did this beautiful job on my front door. It's not only the door, it's the side lights, all the trim around it. They were out there for 2 days sanding, and the door and the side lights are fiberglass. The rest of it is all wood. And it looks so good. I did ask him, and I threw a couple extra dollars in there for him. I said, give me one more coat. He uses the Sickens product on mine. Sickens is a great product. See, I don't even have to ask him what product he's using because he always chooses the best. Rudy's Quality Painting. When he painted my home for the first time, I had it painted in 1997 when I had to rebuild it. I think it was 3 years ago, maybe 3 years ago this summer. He painted, and he said, Tom, I got this paint I get from Sherwin-Williams. It's like a, I forgot the name of it. I have a can of it in my garage, but it's like a high moisture content area, won't grow all the mildew on it kind of paint. Because everybody thinks you go to Sherwin-Williams and get super paint. Well, that's not necessarily always true. There's other paints they have too. I said, Rudy, I trust you. Just put it on, and it looks fantastic. Now, it is time for me to call Clean and Green Solutions to have the house washed, but... the house isn't really the issue. I got a lot of problems around my pool because of all the rain we've had, and I finally got my drainage systems throughout my backyard, front yard, every part of my yard finished, and now I just need it all cleaned up. As soon as the pollen quits coming down, yellow, you know, he keeps saying, Tom, wait, just wait. I don't want to take your money yet. This way, you know, that kind of thing. So, but it's getting close to that time. We need a couple good rains, the pollen will stop, and then we get Clean and Green Solutions all over. You get Rudy's Quality Painting to clean your house and fix your house up and paint your house, whatever the case you're doing. But Rudy's Quality Painting is the best of the best. Give him a call, 281-227-6100. From staining your front door like you did for me to painting your house and making sure it looks fantastic, unlike Will Sheets, who told me he only changes them once a month. Gross! Rudy's Quality Painting.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan, on Home Show Radio, Saturdays and Sundays on Sports Radio 610.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust, tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on,
always free.
Homeshowradio.com. Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.